Joined by head coach Melissa Graves, senior Kelsey Mingo, sophomore Anastasia Semenova, following BU's 55-48 win over Loyola Maryland. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement about the game.
Yeah, I think it was a really great team effort. We found a way to get it done today. You know, this league is very gritty. It's very tough. I think anyone can win at any point, any night. And, you know, we always know that we need to bring our A game. So I thought, you know, down the stretch, we really kept our composure against pressure. We found a way to get the ball up the floor and pass around without turning the ball over too much. So I was really proud of that and proud of the effort to get the win on our home floor.
Open up to questions from media. Just introduce yourself and your publication.
Hi, I'm Alexa. I'm with WTVU. So first, I guess I wanted to start a little bit chronologically. So at the beginning of the game, you guys had two forced shot clock violations, and there were lots of personal fouls on Loyola's side. Kelsey, I saw a lot of those were kind of forced by you. What was your mentality going out there?
You know, I always, going into the game, try and focus on my defense first, and I know offense will come with intensity on defense. So just going out there, forcing stops, forcing turnovers, and then getting out on offense and running is what we do best and where we score at best. So bringing that intensity on defense so it could translate to the offensive side and kind of bring a spark on defense and offense that we might need at that time.
Coach Graves, this is the eighth win that you guys have pulled out against Loyola. Were you guys anticipating the mistakes that they made, where the like holes in their defense with the first half or issues with personal fouls? Were you guys anticipating that going into this game?
Yeah, you know, we definitely wanted to get Lex in foul trouble. She's phenomenal. Everything runs through her. So I thought we did a good job of that, getting the ball into Kate and be able to get her out early, where she didn't play a lot, even in the first half and most of the game. That was huge for us to have her out. But, you know, I thought, you know, us as a staff, I think we scout, you know, do our best to scout as best as possible and just find, you know, where our advantage is going to be on the offensive and defensive end. And then, you know, try to prepare the team as best as possible to take advantage of those things. And I thought we did a good job most of the night at doing that.
So now just to touch on the momentum change toward the second half, what happened with that adjustment there that caused Loyola to be able to pull ahead further?
You know, I think, you know, what we talked about after the game was our ability to play with a lead. Obviously, we're a very young team with six freshmen. We have two transfers, very new as well, only five returners. So I think, you know, being able to, like I said, play with a lead, be able to stay focused on the things that worked in the first half, where I think we had some lapses there. I don't think it's anything that was an adjustment on either side or from either team. I think it was just for us, you know, lapses and lock-ins, where I think we did better in the fourth quarter. And once I called the timeout, we came out and made a little run. But just, you know, trying to come out, we always talk about trying to come out of halftime with urgency, ready to go. So I think that's an area we can definitely improve in.
Sure. And Anna, you were the highest scoring person on the team today. But the team had pulled out, this is the lowest winning game that you guys have this season. Did you feel that you weren't as supported on the court with shooting? There were a lot of missed shots toward the end of the game. So did you feel like unsupported or?
I always feel supported by my teammates. I know they got my back, I got their backs. And just because we're not shooting the ball at a high percentage doesn't mean we're not playing well. And we just really pushed it on the defensive side, especially in the fourth quarter after the third quarter, a little gap on defense, so no, absolutely not.
And what was running through your mind throughout the game when you were able to land some of those shots that were
great? Just get the shot up and get back on D. We got some stuff to do from the scout, just know the personnel and just have to lock in back on D. That's it.
Okay, and how were you guys still able to bring out the win after the lead started out at a high point of 17 points, and then they were able to narrow it down to 7? How were you guys still able to be like pull out that win?
You guys can answer.
I think just relying on each other and relying on all the work that we put in the couple of days before, preparing with scout, and just all of our work we put in general. We know what we have, our strengths and our weaknesses, so playing towards our strengths, and we know primary is our strength, so getting out and run, and then defense, just locking in, knowing personnel, knowing scout, and once we do all of that, we know kind of the game will fall in our hands, or should fall in our hands if we play all our cards right. But just relying on us, relying on the coaches, whatever play is called, executing the plays, defensive, being in help, knowing who we want to stop, knowing who's going to get the ball, and taking the last shot.